Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
U.S. taxpayers are on the hook for $3.7 million this year alone to cover the expenses of four former presidents. This does not include the cost of Secret Service protection. It does include an $85,000 phone bill for George W. Bush, $440,000 in rent for Bill Clinton. Congress approved these benefits after Harry Truman struggled financially after leaving office. But today, our two most recent former presidents are making millions of dollars on the speaking circuit. So Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah is co-sponsoring a bill that would cut off those taxpayer dollars to any former president making more than $400,000 a year. Congressman Chaffetz, were you inspired by those expenses?
Yeah, it just seems a bit much for presidents who are earning millions and millions of dollars. It just seemed a little bit excessive. Nobody wants to see our former presidents destitute, but if you're going to go out in the private sector, and hey, we applaud this, doesn't mean the taxpayer should be paying for your parking fees and reimbursing you for your mobile phone.
What are some of the other things that you're seeing on these expense lists?
Well, everything from the mailing expenses to their office supplies to personnel. I mean, there is a role for a former president, and under our bill, you're going to get a $200,000 a year pension no matter what you do, and up to $200,000 to pay for other expenses if you want to go, you know, fishing for the rest of your life in Utah or Montana or something.
So wait, let's stop there, because this other expenses is interesting. The itemized budgets for 2012 show the two Bushes, the father and son, spent the most on these so-called other services, $130,000 for George H.W. Bush, $177,000 for George W. Bush, and the amount they're asking for next year is even higher. These other services, do they have to itemize what those are?
We don't have exposure to that. There's another category out there called equipment. I don't know what this equipment is, but for Bush 43, for example, in 2011, that was $86,000. They have some legitimate expenses, but I, as a taxpayer, don't think I should be paying for that if he's going to go out and earn $15 million in the private sector.
Well, we're also wondering, too, what is the transparency on things we do understand, like phone bills? I don't understand how you can get an $85,000 phone bill, you know, but that's what George W. Bush has. And then Bill Clinton has the rental, and that's presumably for his office. He has the Clinton Foundation. They work on things like AIDS and obesity initiatives. I'm not assigning any blame here, but do we know if, for instance, some of those phone calls by George W. Bush could be for campaigns, or some of the work done in an office for Bill Clinton could be political?
Exactly. It's not as if they have a separate office that deals with just their business opportunities or their speaking arrangements, and then have everything else that's maybe philanthropic or has to do with some government work and maybe advising a current president. That's why this seems like a reasonable bill.
Well, devil's advocate here. Couldn't you say that they actually sacrificed for 4 or 8 years to receive the salary of a president, and now the money that they are getting from taxpayers, in effect their former employers, should be higher, because if it had been real employers in, let's say, the corporate world, their pensions would be in the millions?
Perhaps, but they did make a sacrifice. They were the president of the United States. And under the bill that we proposed with Jason Altmaier, a Democrat, our bill says forevermore you're going to get the equivalent in today's dollars of $200,000. That doesn't go away no matter what. We're just saying if you earn more than $400,000, then dollar for dollar we're going to reduce that $200,000 allowance that we give you to operate your office down to zero if you're going to go out and make millions.
That's Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, who's proposing a bill to end taxpayer-funded expenses for living presidents making more than $400,000 a year. That would be his suggestion. And by the way, we here in Massachusetts are aware that you have an interesting family relation, that you are the half-brother of John Dukakis, who is the adopted son of Michael Dukakis, the former presidential candidate here from Massachusetts, and someone who's very much on the left. You're considered, you know, pretty much on the right. Would you do us a favor and come back someday? And, you know, we'd love to talk about how does that go, you know, at big family reunions.
Oh, that would be great, because we are polar opposites politically, but very close as brothers. And it is an interesting story, and I'd love to chat with you about it.
Congressman Chaffetz, thanks so much.
Thank you.